doesn't know anything about sound waves, and he dresses strangely, and he stays where he lives. He doesn't move around very much. What would you call him?
Call him a regular old countryman.
Uh-huh. Anything else you might call him?
Well, I think that'd be all, or just call him a
regular
countryman.
Well, you could call him if he didn't work. Did you say he didn't work?
Well, no. What if he didn't?
I'd call him Bump.
Okay. If somebody's waiting for you to get ready so that you can go out with him, and he calls to you, hey, will you be ready pretty soon? You might answer. I'll be with you in...
just a minute.
Let's see. If this lady that was just here, if you had told her about a different place to go see down the road, she might have asked you how...
Oh,
if you're pointing out something nearby, you might say,
oh, beyond.
Yeah, that would do. What if he was over there and you wanted him to look at something besides you? You might say, hey.
I'd say, hey, look here.
All right, okay.
That's what she told me this morning. Come in, yeah. I said, I'm busy right now. Come on, I want you to do something.
Maybe.
So that's what I had kind of put the lid on.
I was cooking the beef roast, and I was going to cook it in a pressure cooker. I never have put the lid on, you know. I can do it. And so I called him, told him to come do that. He said, I'm busy. I said, okay, how busy are you? Come here. I got something for you to do, too.
Let's see. If you want to know how many times I went to town for instance, you might say how.
Oh.
Let's see. If I said, "Well, I'm not going to go to town," you would say, "Well."
Don't go. Well, I'll go.
Well, you weren't going to go either. And so you would say, well, I'm not going. What's this? This far your head is closer.
Far.
Okay. We got some of this the other day, too. What is this part of your hand?
That's palm of your hand.
And what's the flesh around your teeth? What's that?
Shank.
That's your leg.
Shank, too.
That's right. That's in here. That's not what I'd have called it. I'd have called it the shin. You would call it the shin, but shank is another word. Sometimes you squat down and you say you're squatting down on your...
all fours. Ain't that right? Squatting down on your...
Oh, you squat down on your leg.
Huh?
That's what you
do. Okay. What would you call somebody who could lift heavy weights?
Strong.
Say it again.
Strong man.
When you use the word common about a person, you say, well, he's just a common person. What do you mean by that?
Well, I just think, they just common person. I think they would be all right, you know, in a way, but they just common.
Well, how are you going to get to common? I can't answer.
Well, I said I just think they was common.
What if somebody said, well, she's just a common girl? Would that make any difference? Would you think differently? Would she be something different? She's just a common girl.